Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The legal challenges are over. The voters of Michigan will have our chance to decide whether we want an independent commission to draw our legislative districts instead of the party in power. On a 4-3 vote, the Michigan Supreme Court ruled that the voters, not politicians, proposal may indeed appear on the November ballot. The court rejected a challenge that Proposal B was too broad and needed a constitutional convention. Katie Fahey is with us, executive director of Voters, Not Politicians. Katie, the ruling came down last night. Two justices appointed by Democrats, two appointed by Republicans, and they voted to keep this anti-gerrymandering proposal on the ballot. How do you feel about that?
I feel amazing. It is so nice to, you know, we've been working on this for over a year and a half, and to now be able to just focus on November 6th and reaching those voters to vote yes, it feels incredible. And I think having two Democrats and two Republicans validate this through the Supreme Court also just feels wonderful to show that, you know, we can come together and people can put state over party.
So now you know it's a go for November, and now you have to fight for a yes vote. What is the message that you plan to put out there for voters?
You know, really, it all comes back to our name. It's, you know, do you think voters should choose their politicians, or do you think politicians should choose their voters? And what we have heard across the state with thousands of volunteers from hundreds of thousands of signatures, tens of thousands of donations, is that people want a new process that puts people first and puts voters back in charge instead of politicians.
How prepared are you for deep-pocketed opponents? I guess I'm wondering, how much is Voters, Not Politicians prepared to spend to get that message out?
We're going to be working to spend and to raise as much as we can. You know, what we've been able to do, we started from a Facebook post, and what we've been able to do so far is we've already knocked over 88,000 doors, going door to door, talking to people about Proposal 2, what an independent citizens redistricting commission means for them, you know, for Michigan. So we'll keep doing that because we know that the opposition, who's already reared their head through the courts, traditionally has funded up into the, you know, 30 million mark in elections like this. But we're prepared to meet them head to head, and we're not going anywhere anytime soon.
Speaking of this starting as a Facebook post, the July 22nd New York Times had an editorial titled Do-It-Yourself Legislative Redistricting. And that's where I read how you began with all of this, this effort that coalesced into Voters, Not Politicians, right after the November 2016 election.
Yeah. And during the 2016 election, I saw friends and family that I normally don't see paying attention to politics actually engaging, and engaging in a way where they were talking about the differences between, you know, Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump's healthcare policies, which I've never seen. And I've always been begging my family to want to pay attention and engage in. And when I took a step back to think about, you know, why is this election so different? I really think it was because you had Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump as these politicians who were really talking about the need for reform and the need to redo some of our systems and take the way that things have, quote unquote, always been done to be more accountable to people, to drain the swamp, or whatever phrases were being used. And after the election, I saw, though, those friends and family kind of go back to the you're a Democrat or you're a Republican camps. We weren't talking about policy anymore. It was more gloating or crying. And so thinking about Thanksgiving dinner, I wanted an issue that we could all talk about and be able to work on together, because it really wasn't about the individual politician. It really was about the issues and people wanting accountability, people wanting to be heard. And that's how I ended up on redistricting. So I kind of threw the question out there, if you want to, you know, take on gerrymandering, why don't we fight for something that's just good for all voters, that takes the power back away from politicians, and made a Facebook post. And somehow now we've, you know, made it through all of this, through the Supreme Court, and now people will be able to vote on Proposal 2 in November.
Now that the state Supreme Court, Katie, has essentially pulled the plug on the opposition's argument that this proposal should have been done through a constitutional convention, that argument's already shifting. We're hearing the argument that this proposal will change too much of the structure of the state's governing structure, and outsiders shouldn't be shaping our districts. How do you respond?
You know, yesterday's decision put the rule of law ahead of the rule of money. And although that money hasn't disappeared and they're going to try and get people to vote no, there was a very clear decision, not only from the Court of Appeals, but now from the Michigan Supreme Court, saying that this is 100% in the right of voters and that this is an issue that just looks after the redistricting process. And so what this proposal will do is it will remove power from our current legislature and governor, who get to right now be the only ones who decide these decisions. And they will remove that power to an independent citizens commission where voters can apply and partake in the process from day one. And that's really, I think, what it comes down to, is the reality and the facts behind what is in this proposal and what does it do.
Katie Fahey, Executive Director of Voters Not Politicians. Katie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
One of the groups that fought Proposal B is the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Its president and CEO, Rich Studley, is with us now. Rich, those legal challenges against Proposal 2 failed at every court level, and two of the justices who ruled to keep the proposal on the November ballot were appointed by Republicans, Justice Viviano and Justice Clement. Why do you think that happened?
Every Michigander has a right to their day in court, especially when there's a serious legal question about a statewide petition drive or ballot proposal. It's especially important for everyone who lives and works in Michigan, whether you're an employee or an employer or a Democrat or Republican or an independent, that the rules that regard ballot proposals are clear. It's not enough just to collect the adequate number of signatures. There are also clear requirements in the law in terms of what kind of proposal can appear on the ballot. The question that was before the Michigan Supreme Court was not whether the redistricting ballot proposal is a good idea or a bad idea. The question before the court was, does this proposal meet the clear requirements in state law and in the Constitution to appear on the ballot in November? We're very disappointed with the decision by the Supreme Court, but what's important for your listeners to understand is that both sides had equal opportunity to present their arguments before the court, and that at the Michigan Chamber, although we are disappointed with the decision, we respect the decision of the courts. The courts have said the proposal is eligible to be on the ballot in November and that the voters should decide, and we understand and accept that position. At the Michigan Chamber, we have confidence in the voters, and we know that when voters are provided with good information, especially about proposed amendments to the state constitution, they'll make good decisions.
And okay, so Rich, as we look ahead to November, now what for the Michigan Chamber?
Our message to voters in November as it regards ballot proposals is the same. Michiganders should study carefully every ballot proposal, especially amendments to the state constitution. We remind voters that the 100-word description they see on the ballot or read about in the newspapers is not the amendment themselves. There are a lot of good resources available so that people should study the proposals carefully, listen to the arguments for both sides, and then turn out to vote. What's exciting about November is that we'll be electing a new governor, a new attorney general, a new secretary of state. Every member of the state house and the Michigan Senate will be up for election or reelection. So a lot of important races and a lot of important decisions to decide. Redistricting is important to everyone, and it's important that districts are drawn fairly. At the Michigan Chamber, we've always been in favor of the APOL standards, which were adopted by a democratically controlled Supreme Court to make sure that congressional and legislative districts are drawn fairly. At the Michigan Chamber, we're not in favor of gerrymandering. We understand a lot of Michigan residents want to make changes, and we're very respectful of that. We hope that going forward, we'll have a civil and substantive debate about all of the proposals that appear on the ballot.
How much is the chamber prepared to spend in this campaign against Proposal 2 that'll be coming up for November?
We'll decide later what, if any, role we play in that campaign, and you wouldn't be surprised to hear that we don't talk a lot about campaign strategies or tactics before elections, but I can tell you that we're in the process now of listening to our members. We're member-driven and policy-focused, and for the Michigan Chamber's perspective, we'll have more opportunities and challenges Then we have time or money in November. So we'll have to make some decisions later in the year about priorities. And a lot of those decisions we'll make in response to the guidance we receive from our members and cooperation with other groups. Every proposal that's on the ballot will have an impact on employees and employers. There are two or three that are also of concern to the business community because of the impact on the workplace, the proposal to raise the minimum wage, the proposal for paid leave, proposal to legalize recreational use of marijuana. And so we'll be actively involved in some of those campaigns and maybe not involved at all. But right now, we're just trying to make sure that we understand and reflect on the Supreme Court decision. And we understand a lot of Michiganders want to make changes to how we approach redistricting. And so we accept the decision of the court. They have said it's time to let the voters decide, and we'll be very respectful about it.
Rich, what are you hearing from your members today? I know it's early since the announcement of the ruling. What are you hearing from members?
It is early. The decision was released last night at 10:30. And so I think to be fair to the court, we need to take time to reflect on the decision, to understand the substance. And again, the legal question that we raised was, does this proposal meet the requirements to appear on the ballot? And so, this is the process, and we go forward into the fall. Michigan is still a great place to live and work and do business, and we're optimistic about the state's future.
Rich Studley, President and CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Rich, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Gladly.